Welcome back to the Canem Queens. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Madison.
Let's get into this week's episode.
Let's roll it.
Woo! Hello.
And welcome back, everyone.
Woo! Did you guys have a good weekend? I did. Did you?
Yeah, let's see. Matt, what did we do Friday? What was Saturday? We went to Matt's dad's house.
Nice.
Yeah, Matt's dad's house. to celebrate my birthday. And then we went up to Maggie's land, hung out there for a little bit, and then came home, went to bed Sunday. What happened Sunday?
Sunday. It's fun day. Just kidding. I didn't. Nothing.
I was sad. I don't think I did anything.
Friday, we went to the tailgate. Didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m.
Kristen got super drunk.
I didn't. I was the sober one. That was EJ and Chantel that got super drunk.
I heard that you got drunk.
No. I drank at the tailgate, but then near the end before we were leaving, I drank like 2 things of water. I was the sober one.
Good girl. I'm proud of you for drinking water.
I know. Thank you.
Are we still going to the tailgate Friday? Cool.
Yeah, because we're going to want to try these new shots.
Is it the rum chata and fireball?
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited.
The cinnamon toast crunch, right?
Yeah.
Shot. And it looks so good. Chantel had one with new friends we met, and she said it was so good, so we're going to try it on Friday.
I'm excited. Yeah, I told Matt. I was like, I know you don't like going out to bars and stuff, but I just want to go hang out, shoot some pool. And then I think that's when he texted EJ and was like,
yes,
let's go to the tailgate.
It's like a hole in the wall, kind of. It's kind of run down. It needs to be a little upgraded, but it's a really cool place. A lot of people go. A lot of people end up coming kind of near around 10 o'clock, but it's so fun to go.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So that was fun on Friday. And then Saturday, I went to lunch for EJ's sister's birthday, and then we met up at the land for Noah's.
Noah's little party.
Yeah, we were there for a little bit. We didn't stay. I was so tired. I was ready to go home.
I got there and I was tired.
I was ready to go home when you got there, but I was like, oh, they just got here. We have to stay a little bit.
Yeah, we showed up and I was like,
surprised you guys came.
Honestly,
at that
we were
time.
On the way there, and I was like, I don't want to go. And Matt's like, I know, I don't either, but we kind of have to.
I was surprised when you said that because you had to go home and let the dog. I was like, I'm surprised they're still coming. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, we made a promise, and yeah. It was also, we already asked for the address. And
true.
So we were like, well, might as well go. And then we ended up having fun. So it wasn't.
Yeah. How late did you guys end up staying?
I think we stayed till 10:30. Yeah, I was like, we gotta go.
Oh, so you didn't leave too much after we left?
No. Yeah, we left almost right after you and EJ.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I was like, we need to get home. I'm exhausted. Plus, we didn't drink. We smoked. So I was like,
true.
Take me home.
I literally thought she would, that one of the girls that was there, that she was on the four-wheeler and she crashed into, it was nighttime and she didn't see the stubs because their whole land and they're clearing it, so there's stubs everywhere from the trees, and she Noah made kind of a jump because they like to go over the jumps, and it was daylight so they could see them. When she hit it, I thought she was going to fall over. Were you not there?
No.
So she was driving up the thing and she literally goes, so let's just say the listeners can't see it, but so the stump's here. She's coming. She didn't realize it was there. She hits it, goes, ooh, what just happened? And then she goes and just keeps driving along.
Oh my God, I would have fallen off.
Me too. She didn't realize the stump was right there because it was nighttime, so you can't really see. It was oh my God. And we're all just like,
I do remember EJ getting lost.
Oh yeah, he hit a tree.
He hit a tree. And Matt didn't go with them because of certain reasons. So he just wanted to kind of stay by me. And so we were like, what the hell is that? And then it's just freaking EJ getting lost.
Yeah.
Hitting a tree.
Yeah, he lost the trail. Like, it's dark out, so, you know, people can't see at night.
But yeah,
that was a fun weekend. And Sunday, I was trying to get, because I wanted to watch She's the Man. I love that movie.
I love that movie.
But the controller wasn't working, so I was like, couldn't get it to work. So I was like, frick this. And then EJ's sister called and asked, oh, you want to go to Starbucks? I was like, sure.
You're like, yeah, got nothing else
better to do. Let me go put some leggings on.
Got nothing else better to do.
Yeah. And then I wanted to get some Crocs for work, but I couldn't find my size. So I got sneakers instead.
I want to get a pair of Crocs so bad.
Me too. I got to order some online because they have weird sizing. So
yeah. And then, yeah, we're doing a girls' night.
Yes. This weekend?
Saturday?
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking, I mean, we can try to wake up early enough, because I know Matt knows I'm not going to make it to the game.
Oh, yeah. EJ's like, you guys have girls' night. You're not going to make it to the game. I was like, yeah, we will.
I told him, I was like.
I just want to prove a point and be like, yeah,
I told him that we weren't. I told him that we weren't. So probably I think we should go and, like, at least try.
I'll try. Well, it all depends on, like, I was like, we don't go to bed at, like, 4 o'clock like you do.
Seriously, yeah. We go to bed pretty early.
Like, 1 o'clock.
Their game's at 8:30, so we would have to leave the house.
Yeah.
Pretty early. And he wouldn't have to give me a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. We'll see.
Yeah. Because I think it'd be fun to, like, surprise Matt.
Yeah. And then, but, yeah. Then go to breakfast after.
Yes. Please. We'll have to get, like, a little snack on the way off.
Yeah. And then go get some pancakes.
Yes. Like, this is to celebrate your first game.
Yeah.
But also, I'm starving.
Right? That'd be fun. I would try to go. I mean, we'll just start early and...
As I'm saying, when you start earlier...
I'm ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock, so...
Think about my birthday party. We started at 4.
I know.
And everyone was gone by, like, at least 11 o'clock.
Yeah. It'll be fun. We'll play some games and go to bed early and be like, we got to go to bed by 1 o'clock so we can get up in, like, 6 hours.
See, 1 o'clock isn't bad, though. 1 o'clock is pretty late.
Yeah.
Especially if we start at 4.
Yeah. Or at least 12.
And then Matt was like, yeah, we'll just bring this bed. We'll bring the full bed in there.
Yeah.
So then we could all have, like, a slumber party, like, in our bedroom. Yeah.
Better than sleeping on the floor. Like I did last time.
This time you can snuggle with Maggie and I.
Last time it was just the three of us and we watched Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, but we did a Halloween.
And this is where we came up with our podcast, which was awesome.
So grateful for that.
But I brought an air mattress and I didn't have a pump and I was too lazy to go back downstairs to get the pump that Maggie brought. So I just unraveled the air mattress and slept on top of it. And slept on the floor.
It was so funny. Yeah. Kristen was like, nah, I'm not going down.
No.
And she just unravels it.
Why not? And
then the next morning, we woke up and we actually watched Hocus Pocus.
We got breakfast first. We went to Dunkin' and then came back and watched it.
Yes. Because
we all passed out through it. And I was like, yeah, I kind of passed out in the beginning of Hocus Pocus.
So we went back and rewatched it. And then... I have a video of Maggie, because Matt and I only had like a futon size queen mattress.
Yeah.
So like it wasn't that big. So it was just Maggie and I and Zeus. And then I have a video of like me showing, because I think I sent it to Matt, a video of me like we're watching Hocus Pocus. And then I show Maggie and then all I see is like
my head.
Then like from nose up of Kristen and she just looks over at me.
Because I was, like, kind of low to the ground, and I was just sitting up trying to eat my breakfast and my refresher drink from Dunkin'.
Please sponsor us.
That'd be great.
Or Truly's. That's what I'm drinking tonight.
Truly's are awesome. Oh, wait. I think that was Truly's. We tried, like, a different flavor.
The Quenchers?
No. It was, like, I can't remember. I sent you a picture of it.
Yeah, I remember seeing it.
I never had that. It was, like, really good.
Ooh.
Love Truly's and White Claws.
I don't like White Claws.
Okay. They're all the same.
I don't like Truly's. I like Truly Lemonades.
I do like Truly Lemonades. I want to try the Bud Light Seltzer ones. Those new limited editions.
The Bud Light Seltzer. No.
I had tried the Seltzer ones, I want to try the limited editions one that Chantel's been drinking. She said those are really
good. I want to try the Coors Light Seltzers because I like Coors.
Maybe it's the Coors Light. I don't know.
But the Bud Light Seltzers aren't bad. I know I said I just like the Bud Light ones, but I'm not a big seltzer water person.
Yeah.
So like,
I'm
White Claws.
Yeah.
Truly. I mean, I can drink a Truly.
I'm surprised I like them because I don't like soda and I don't like the fizziness, but I like them. But I also don't like beer, so it's kind of the only thing to drink besides hard liquor. So.
I mean, I like beer, so.
I don't.
I don't know. I kind of want to do the girls' night where we all bring like ingredients to make a special drink.
Yes. We are doing the fishbowl drink, though, I think.
I know. I mean, I'll start a. Who are we inviting? We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it on here. I mean, they don't listen to us anyways, but whatever. I mean, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Just got to. I don't know. Okay.
Anywho.
Let's get into this week's topic.
Who wants to come to our girls' night?
Right. Everyone is welcome.
TikTok people, anyone?
Just BYOB, please. I am not going to support your drinking habits.
No.
Support your own.
Our own. But I do, I want to go to Massachusetts because it's not sold in friggin' Maine and go get I can never pronounce it right. Vanilla wine. It's made by Nick Jonas and some other people.
I knew it was by. Is that the tequila?
Yes.
You've been trying to get that tequila for like a year.
Okay, well, you know, I am a lazy person. I have to go 3 hours away to get it.
Dude, we can go. Like, I can make Matt. We can just, all four of us can go down for a day.
Yeah, try getting EJ to go.
Okay, if Matt goes, EJ will go. So we just got to convince Matt.
Or we can just make it a girl's trip.
I'm not riding with you while you drive. And I'm not driving in
Mass. We'll make Chantel drive. We'll have Chantel come and she can drive. Unless you want Maggie to drive.
Hey, Chantel!
Yeah, exactly.
Okay!
Which one of us, the least worst driver?
Probably me or Chantel.
Yeah, exactly. I suck driving through the city, so I can barely drive in Maine.
I mean, I'm okay. It's just like big cities like Boston.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go in Boston. I'd have to go because they have a website and you can see where it is. Let's see where it is. Maybe they have one in New Hampshire.
If they have one in New Hampshire, we'll do a girls' trip and I'll drive.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll have to check it.
But anywho, let's get into this week's topic. I almost said episode, but you're already here.
Woohoo!
So we, as you guys know, if you guys listened to the previous episode, we are doing conspiracy theories.
Dun, dun, dun.
So yeah, I mean, not gonna lie.
I didn't really do much.
Your girls slacked a little bit.
Yeah. I was busy this weekend.
Yeah, we were a little busy. I was also a little lazy.
Me too. I didn't even watch Riverdale.
So. Neither did I. I almost texted you and be like, hey, did you watch Riverdale so we can switch the topic?
Right? No, but I could tell you.
I could tell you everything about, like, the fourth season.
Right? I could tell you, like, everything, but it'd be all, like, different episodes combined into one. But, yeah, so we did conspiracy theories. I did Google it before I came here to, like, make this podcast. I literally did it an hour before.
She's still doing it.
Yeah, I have it up on my computer.
I did, I watched a YouTube video, so we'll talk about that one.
Okay.
And then I went on Reddit today at like 4:50 and quickly went through there.
Ooh.
And was just like kind of reading the first beginning sentences. So I am sorry, listeners, if this makes no sense.
It's okay. I found mine on Insider, so, you know.
Okay, but there is one I really want to talk about.
Talk about it.
So, this one was the YouTube video Craziest Conspiracy Theories by Shane Dawson. What?
Oh, Shane Dawson. I heard of him before.
So, the first one was kind of, not going to lie, no offense, was kind of dumb. It was like that Apple spying on us with the live listen.
Oh, yeah. Thing. It was kind of like the Amazon type thing. I mean Alexis.
Alexa,
same thing.
So, I kind of got annoyed with that. I was like, this has nothing to do with it. Like,
I mean, anyone can hack into it and
listen to it. Like, we all know the government's been listening to us.
I got an Apple,
years.
So they're probably listening to us.
So, like, whatever. The other one that was kind of like, was the Champion brand. I don't know if you remember when we were like super young, you could like go to Walmart and get it for like $5. Like, and then now they're selling it for like $125 at certain stores. But that, and then they realize like at the end, like a lot of people do that. So it's,
yeah, it's like kind of the name brand. Like you start out, you start off as one thing and then the name gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And of course they're going to make it more.
It's just funny because like they're like selling their own knockoffs. Oh, so like, yeah. But then this one, I know that there was like a lot of like YouTube videos about this and this kind of went around for a while. I never heard of it, but apparently it was a thing. About Dasani water.
Dasani water?
Yeah, you know like the water bottle Dasani? Mm-hmm. Okay, we might have to pause this and I can run to the store and go grab a few Dasani.
Let me Google this. Dasani water. Let's see.
You're, it's going to pull up and you're going to be like, oh, I know what that is.
How do you spell? I'm a horrible speller.
D-A-S-I-N.
I-N. Oh.
See, told ya.
Ooh, let me go to images. I'm better. Oh, yes. I like them. I get water. I buy water.
You're not going to like this.
Great.
Like,
am I going to die?
Anywho, so a lot of people don't like it. I personally hate it. I think it's not the most disgusting water on the planet. But when you open the bottle, it fizzes.
I'm going to have to buy one and see it.
See, and I was thinking on my way home, I should pick up 2 Dasani water bottles. But I forgot.
Next week, experiment. We will pick up some waters and see if they fizzle.
I like it. So, and then it's like, that's it cool. Always dries my mouth out when I drink it. Like, I'm always more, like, even thirstier.
Really, I don't really pay attention. I just drink it.
And it's also a thicker water.
I like Poland Springs better.
Well, of course. That's the nectar from the gods. But.
Does anyone else drink Poland Springs? Or is that just like a New England thing?
It's just a New England thing. They don't sell it.
Oh, they don't?
I think they do, but it's like, it's. Everyone just kind of looks at the water like, what the hell is that? Because I think I found it in Arizona and I took a picture of it and sent it to Matt. But it's like on the top shelf of like the water that's like has some dust on it.
Yeah. So yeah. Did anyone like the smart water think, oh, if they drank it, they'd be smarter?
I did for a second. And then I realized water doesn't make you smarter.
No.
I don't even know if books could make me smarter.
Me too.
But yeah, so, and then how the fact that Dasani is, like, always sold at places where, like, you're trapped. Like, schools, sporting events, stuff like that. So then they looked into the ingredients.
Ooh, what's in it? Dun, dun, dun.
So first off, they just use regular old tap water.
Oh. Surprising.
And then they put magnesium sulfate, which is a drying agent, into the water.
No wonder why you get dry mouth.
Then they use potassium fluoride, which is also in fertilizer, and also is the last step of the lethal injection.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm not drinking that water anymore.
I told you you're not going to like it after I told you.
All right. Good thing I don't play sports anymore.
And the last little ingredient is salt. So then, like, on the video, they did like a little experiment where they took like literally the little tiniest bit of salt and they put it in Arrowhead water, which love Arrowhead, even though Matt's the nastiest on earth.
But I don't think I've had Arrowhead.
It's like spring water. I think it's good.
Do we have that in Maine?
I've never seen Arrowhead here. And that's because
we could do another experiment, but since we don't have
I think it's because you guys already have, we already have Poland Spring in here.
Yeah.
Bring in another.
It's basically the same
thing. Yeah. So yeah, they put basically like Poland Spring and Dasani, or however the fuck you say it. But yeah, they put the little bit of salt into the Arrowhead and took a drink and it tasted just like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
So they definitely put salt in the water. I recommend everyone to go try it out. Let us know. Like, when you drink it, do you experience this?
Do you hear the fizzy?
Because seriously, when you open it, it's, and I mean,
I think I probably have heard it before.
It like, is owned by Coke.
Oh, man.
So
I'm going to grab a Poland Spring bottle and the other one, Dasani. How are you? Dasani.
I say it Dasani.
And I'm going Dasani. To twist it off, both of them, and see if they both do it. See the difference.
It's not, because they did that in the YouTube video.
Okay. Well, in the YouTube video? No. Did I see it? No. But we're going to show it to you guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome on TikTok.
But yeah, so that's what I found out. And I was like, I want to go buy it just to like experiment. But, you know, your girl's lazy and didn't want to stop.
So
on the way home.
Stay tuned till next week while we try it out.
So yeah, that's all I got from the
YouTube video.
And then I got distracted on my phone and my dog came in the room. And then Matt was like,
nice.
You want to smoke? And I was like, yes.
Oh, did you know there is a conspiracy about the world being flat?
I'm not going to comment on that because the world is not flat.
I know. People think it is.
Have you ever seen pictures of space?
Yeah.
The world is a sphere.
Yeah. I didn't Google that, but I just know that's one of them because I've heard. I saw I can't remember who talked about it, but I heard some people, podcasters talk about it. I can't remember who it was, though.
I think a podcast I listened to brought it up and they're like, it's 2021.
Yeah.
All right. The world is not flat. We've seen it. I mean, hell, they go live when they do rocket launches now.
I know. There's so many conspiracies out there. Like, you don't know. Like, they could be true. They could not be true. You never know.
But we do know.
They're aliens.
So what do you have for conspiracy theories with Kristen and Madison?
Yeah.
Okay. Anywho.
Okay. So I found mine at 4 o'clock. I Googled conspiracy theories.
Which, by the way, if you YouTube it, there's like not a lot of good YouTube videos about conspiracy theories.
Maybe we should make one.
A really good one, not just one thrown together an hour before a podcast.
We'll make a better one and put it on YouTube and like with all of these, with research, of course.
That will be like a week's worth project for Kristen and I.
Yes.
Where we'll literally have to sit down together and do it.
We'll go over one weekend and be like, okay. Okay. So I came up with, there's a lot of alien conspiracy theories, especially with Area 51 and that like military.
Yeah, I have a conspiracy theory about that.
So let me try to find it in my notes because I wrote it down and it's like right here. So they believe this conspiracy is that there's UFOs and that people have seen them, but the government shows that there's no such thing.
I think I think Area 51 is a decoy. I think that they have a secret location somewhere else in the U.S. And I don't think.
Well, the military institution that's there, the operations area is, I can't even read my own handwriting.
This is a great podcast.
I know. Military site does not exist on, the military where it's located, it doesn't exist on like any maps or anything or, you can't find it anywhere. It's like top secret and they think that they're doing research on aliens and UFOs in there.
See, what's really creepy is, so little tangent, I do believe that there's aliens.
Oh yeah, there's 100%. Multiple like planets. They probably think we're aliens.
If you think there's no aliens, sorry, you're retarded. Like, if you really think we're the only species that is living within billions of galaxies, wake up.
There's reptilians. Chantel believes in reptilians.
There's reptilians. Reptilians.
Don't get her on that tangent. I don't know. They're like reptile human people.
She believes that.
They're like aliens, but like called reptilians. I'll show you. Okay. Let me Google this.
Well, so anywho, there was an abducting in Arizona, like back in, I don't know when, like a long ass time ago, kind of where Matt and I used to live. Oh, you're really going to bring it up? Is it gross?
No.
Oh my God, what? Okay, these are just like people.
Yes, like, they are people, but they're like reptilians. They mostly think.
Okay. Anywho, so yeah, there was an alien abduction that happened in What is it? Heber, Arizona. Mm-hmm. There's a movie on it. We've talked about it before in the podcast. And so the fact that Area 51 is in Nevada.
Oh, yeah. That's where a lot of...
And there's been alien abductions in New Mexico. Like, they're just, like, targeting that area.
And the movie Fourth Kind, I believe, was based on a true story. We'll never watch it. I would not want to be abducted. That's, like, scary.
That is a fear of mine.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
That's why I don't like those movies.
I like watching them. Oh, the only reason I watched the other movie was because it was, like where Matt and I met.
Well, like, it's interesting to watch. But
and it was like his version of what happened, so I kind of wanted to see like what happened when you got abducted.
But we only see like what people think aliens look like the green little monster thingies with the big head. Who knows what they actually look
like? What if they look like us?
Yeah,
I actually have one about that.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I have this one where this girl. This is from Reddit. This girl was, I think it was a girl. This person, sorry. The title was, I believe I saw a UFO type thing when I was around 8 at the beach. It's not the greatest title. Sorry, person. So, yeah, they were in South George Island in Florida. And they were walking along the beach at night. Just kind of like looking at the views and the ocean and just enjoying everything. And then when the person looked up, they, remember like specifically seeing, yellow, orange, red, and green lights almost like directly over them.
Scary shit.
And it was like massive, they say. And then just over a few minutes, their dad was like, more like 30 minutes, and then it just slowly started to move across the...
That's weird.
Yeah, across the sky.
That's some creepy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that they're out there. I mean,
they have to be.
Different
like,
things, you know?
We are literally not the only species. I'm sorry. I don't even think we're the only species in the Milky Way.
Yeah. I don't really know much about space. I didn't really pay. Like, I'm not like.
One of those I think people. That there's blue aliens living on Jupiter.
Blue aliens. That's funny.
I don't know.
You never know. We don't know what's
out there.
I'm still
waiting for them to find life on Mars.
Yeah, that's where all the aliens come from. Remember?
Well, I mean, they have a rover now.
I thought they've always had a rover on there.
Yeah, but they have a higher quality one, I think.
Oh yeah, today's technology, you never know, they say.
Like now they post stuff on Facebook where you can like
watch it,
do like a 3D look of where it is.
That's cool.
I want to go to Mars.
No, thank you.
Why?
Like you can go there, but you can't come back. They don't have like what we have, like where they blast off. And you can go back to, like, space unless they have, like, one of those smaller crafts where you can just keep flying.
Okay, Kristen, by the time we're, like, 40, they probably will.
I don't want to think when I'm 40. Like, I feel like I'm already old, so I don't want to think that far ahead.
Dude, you're in your 20s.
Yeah, and I still feel old. Okay, so our next conspiracy is Bigfoot.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun. Sorry, it's a little smoky in here.
Well, this was on Insider, and it said that the Washington State, there was 2032, is that how you pronounce it? Sightings in that state, according to Newsweek, of Bigfoot. It's like the most ever in Washington? The state.
I'm going to tell my brother to keep an eye out.
Yeah, right. I mean... Do you believe that Bigfoot's real? They have that show, Bigfoot.
I had a coworker before. He's like, he's super chill. We'll call him Jeff. So Jeff is like super cool. He's like an older guy, has two kids, just like mad cool. Love him to death. I used to work with him at a sales job. Seriously, love the guy. He was just amazing. And he seriously believes that Bigfoot. Like he's like religious about Bigfoot. He's like, it's real. I believe it. Like, and I'm sitting there like, dude, I'm sorry. I don't think Bigfoot.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be in multiple states at once. Unless it's like some giant that has a Bigfoot.
hence his name, Bigfoot.
Well, I meant like some human that's like tall and not some like creature.
I think if Bigfoot exists, it's some kind of creature.
Yeah, probably.
So I have Planet of the Apes predicted coronavirus.
Ooh, there's a lot of conspiracies around the coronavirus.
So yeah, like we said in the beginning, we're not very big on politics or anything, but this one actually was kind of funny. So it says that this person and their fiance started looking at Planet of the Apes. I almost said eights. Planet of the Apes reboot Apes. Trilogy. Yeah. And it was talking about it says it predicted the coronavirus pandemic. It's called the Simon flu or the AVL-113 in the movies. Yeah. Not only did it kill millions of humans due to the virus, the year actually began to kill people in 2019. So that makes me want to go back and watch it. And it says, it even says, don't believe me, Go back to the beginning of Dawn of the Planet Apes in 2004. It predicted exactly what was going to happen to us. But yeah.
Creepy.
See, that kind of creeped me out a little bit. I was like,
Well, I mean, a lot of people are like, in 2019, like, in the fall time was like getting sick, and they're just saying, oh, it's an upper respiratory thing. And then in 2020, it just like came out with like, it's the coronavirus. And now a lot of people are thinking, oh, I think I had this back in like the fall.
That was me. I mean, Matt and I just gave you our story.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had it.
I had it already.
You lived.
To me, it was just
thank
like,
God.
To me, it was just a cold. I had, as they call it, the mild symptoms or whatever.
At least you got mild symptoms.
Or not mild, like whatever, the mild thing of it. I think it, to me personally, I think it just affects everyone differently, and especially the elders, and if they have like a compromised immune system, obviously. So I think it just hits people differently.
Yeah.
But that is weird. Shows and movies, like, predicting stuff is really weird.
South Park did, too.
It's the symptom. Is it the symptom?
Simpsons.
Predicted stuff, which has come true, which is creepy. It's like, what are they drinking back then?
I know. I'm like, excuse me, you guys, fortune tellers?
Yeah. But there's, like,
tell me when I'm getting married?
Right? There's a bunch of different conspiracies on the coronavirus that we won't get into because it's all political. And
yeah, I'm all sad.
Yeah, I don't really want to deal with that.
So what's your next one?
Oh, yes, I thought this one was pretty cool. Well, not really cool, but interesting. About Alaska. That some people believe that research facility in Alaska is a mind control lab.
Doesn't surprise me.
Because they have like a high frequency active aurora research program there that helps scientists study the atmosphere and stuff like that. And then I'm reading this off the website Insider, by the way. And it says that I can't even pronounce that. The Antons, is that how you pronounce it?
I thought it said antennas.
Antennas. Or like an experimental weapon that can control people's minds, according to the Smithsonian? Yeah, according to them. But others believe it's a Columbian space shuttle that was distracted or what in 2000. I can't even read.
You're not even drinking.
I know. I can't read. But yeah, so they believe that they are doing mind control there, but you know, that's another conspiracy. But they showed the public that they aren't doing anything dangerous because they had an open house to the public.
I have one about dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so dinosaurs for me are a little bit weird. As most of you guys know, I used to be a member of the LDS church. And some people believe in that church that dinosaurs did not exist. Because the Lord did evolution and put man on the earth first. I don't know, some kind of shit like that. People are weird. But I believe that dinosaurs were real and I actually like dinosaurs. I wish I could have like a pet dinosaur.
No, thank you.
And my nephew is obsessed. He can name literally every dinosaur. He can pick up his little dinosaur toys and be like, a Tyrannosaurus. I don't a T-Rex. And it's the cutest. A shout out to my nephew Hunter. I love you so much, little bug. Anyhow, so yeah, so it says this might sound dumb, but hear me out. I'm quoting, by the way. So quote. So we all know that the meteor thank you
and destroyed the dinosaurs.
Yeah, so and it took out the dinosaurs, but we have animals today that are dinosaur or adapted versions of what they used to be. So how does it make sense for some of these dinosaurs to still be here? Right? Am I right?
Right.
What if the dinosaurs had to adapt underwater?
True.
We've only like really seen 5% of the ocean.
We don't know what's down there.
So like
scary place down there.
That's why I'm like, yo, dinosaurs literally could have just adapted to water.
True. Go. I love the Land Before Time movies.
That's such a cute movie. But what if the dinosaurs went in there to, oh, sorry, quote, went into the ocean to escape the meteor and had to adapt to life underwater? It's a weird, like, thought about it, end quote. But yeah, I read that and I was like,
interesting.
I mean, it kind of makes sense if you think about how many dinosaurs there were.
I think probably if some of them are already like water adjusted, probably if that was real, would be those versus any other type of.
Think about the dinosaurs that were like.
Not like, I don't think like the big dinosaurs, like the T-Rex and stuff like that. I don't think they.
No, they probably got wiped out. But I do think that maybe some did. I mean, there had to be like water dinosaurs. So they're probably in like the deep sea.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, really creepy to me.
I mean, there's people out there that do, like, the fossil stuff. Like, go out and find fossils.
I think that'd be cool. I just don't have the patience for it.
Yeah, no.
And, like, I didn't find anything!
Right?
And no, I'd get annoyed.
Yeah, but, well, that's a lot. Like, you have to, like, go to school for that stuff, too.
Paleontologist.
Yeah.
Thank you, friends, for teaching me that.
That's what Ross was.
Yeah. but yeah, so I just thought that was super cool. I mean, yeah, like I said, I think dinosaurs are real.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Anything can be real.
Mermaids could be real.
Or mermaids. Or
Mormons. No, Mormons are real, and they are creepy.
No, more. What? How are you? Mermaid mans, right?
Mermans?
Mermans, yeah.
Well, there has to be mermans if there's mermaids. How else would you produce mer babies?
I don't know.
Oh, imagine a little mer baby. Oh, what is a big, like, chunky face and its little tail?
Imagine anything can be real. Because where do people come up with these things?
Drugs, probably. Tripping this, on acid.
True.
Yo, I swear, dude, I saw half girl, half fish man.
That is true. They could have been like on an acid trip and be like, let's make this story, make it come alive.
So yeah, that's about all I have for my research.
Me too.
I have like a lot more of alien stuff, I mean, in here, but
you could just Google it like we did and find all this stuff online.
I really wanted to do conspiracy theories, and then I had like a really bad week, and it just.
We'll do it again and find better things that people don't know.
I still think we need to bring the boys on.
Yeah, they can talk about their ghosts.
I was thinking we could do like, I mean, like a newlywed game
thing.
See how well we know each other. I think that would be fun. And then you could meet our guys. Big guy. Yeah. Well, y'all haven't seen him, but he's about like 5. No, not 5. Well, 6'5" or 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he's built. So he's a big boy.
He is.
But yeah, so that, I think that wraps up this week's episode.
At least this time I actually recorded us.
Yeah, so last week
I thought I was recording us and it was accidentally on time lapse. I think he's dying downstairs.
Sorry, he just took a dab and he's like dying.
We literally just hear coughing, like him choking or something.
Yeah. Welcome to dabs. But yeah.
So this was this week's episode. Next week we will probably go back to Riverdale and do the next 5 episodes.
Sounds good to me.
And then we'll keep going like in between doing different things too. So keep it interesting.
Yeah. I think in like 2 weeks we should have the boys on.
Yeah.
Thank God, Matt. Love you to death, kid. But
so we'll do that and we'll talk about Riverdale next week and catch up with seasons. What is that? 11 to...
She means episodes.
Episodes 11, 12,
13, 14, 15. Yeah. So, yeah.
See what happens on Riverdale.
Riverdale.
I love Riverdale.
It's such a good show. Next time we got to do a show that, like, just released.
Yes. Yes. We could do, I don't know if you've seen it, for Outer Banks. Has 1 season out there. We'll be having season 2 out soon.
I've heard of it.
I love that show. It's so good. I watched it while I was not working.
Yeah, so thank you for watching.
Yes, and thank you. And listening.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah. Follow us on TikTok. KM Queens
_ podcast.
Yeah, go find us and definitely and
follow. Yeah. We put our videos on there from the podcast. So, yeah, this week I'll actually do it since last week I didn't do anything because I did not videotape it.
Yeah, that was a little rough, but
we got it.
Yeah, so.
So, yeah, go check us out. Hopefully you like this week's episode. Hopefully next week will be a little bit better. This week we kind of just, you know.
Threw it all together.
But we did it at least.
High five, Kristen.
Woohoo!
We did it. By the skin of our teeth.
I literally Googled it before I came here. But yeah, so that's this week's episode. Go like, follow, you know. Yeah, do the thing. But
all right. We love you guys.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.